Now we are entering into seventh Anuvakam. It's my most favorite Anuvakam in Namakam. Why, I will tell you soon. Why, you have another reason?
Namo Dundu Yaya Cha Ananyaya Cha Namo Krishna Vecha Pramrushaya Cha Namo Dutaya Cha Pradhitaya Cha Namo Nishangine Cha Shudhimate Cha Namo Srishne Shave Cha Yudhine Cha Namo Swayudhaya Cha Sudhanvane Cha Namo
Namo Dundu Yaya Cha Ananyaya Cha Namo Krishnave Cha Pramrushaya Cha Namo Dutaya Cha Pradhitaya Cha Namo Nisangine Cha Shudhimate Cha Namo Srishne Shave Cha Yudhine
How beautifully the story behind this is Dundubhi. I already said you, told you is the drum. Ahanya, Ahananyayacha means the one who is beating this drum. Drishnavecha means the one who is courageous. Who is courageous? And there is all this thing about no Vedas. I went in front of Swami and said, Sruta Yacha Sruta Sena Yacha. You are the Vedas, and the one you have declared that everybody should follow Vedas. And Swami said, the call from the Master has come. It's your duty to follow. And he said, Dundubhyaycha, Hananyaycha, Drishnavecha, Prabhushaycha. He said, follow the master, face the devil, fight to the end, finish the game. This is what this whole mantra means. Dundubhi means the one who is beating the drum. And that is the call of the master. Follow the master. Ahananyaycha means the one who is not afraid of facing. Follow the master. Face the? Yeah. Once the master gives you a command, listen to this very carefully. Swami will give command to different people that are completely conflicting. Also. Because it's part of his work. When he gives a command, and you know that this command is from your master, you cannot say, no Swami, somebody is offended if I do this, therefore I will not do this. No. He has chosen you to do that work. You cannot say, no, I don't want to do that work. Follow the master. Face the devil means the devil is not outside. Don't think that Sai organization is your devil. Because they stopped you chanting from. No, no. The devil is inside you. The devil inside us is not following the master. The moment the mind says, oh, no, no, you can't do this because. Who stopped you? And that's exactly what happened. That little kutty fellow said, Kurukshetra. He said, it sounds like Kurukshetra. He said, didn't he? It sounds like Kurukshetra because that's exactly what happened in Kurukshetra. Dundubhyaycha. Krishna said, shoot the arrow. What did Arjuna say? No, I'm sorry, I can't fight this war. I see all my cousins. I see my grandfather, I see my guru, I see my this, I see my that. What did he do? Did not follow the master. He became a coward. He got attached. He got attached and he doesn't want to follow the master. But what did God say? Hey fellow, who is fighting this war? Who is fighting the war actually?
God.
Yeah. who is fighting the war is actually God. It is his wish that everybody should chant Rudra. Then who are you? You are nobody, nothing in that. But he said, Sruta Senayacha, you follow my word. I have asked you to do this. Therefore, you should not say, no, Swami, people will feel bad if I do this. This is California. They will feel very bad. Now I will be branded in the organization as a Veda guy. I will be abandoned. They want to approve. They don't want to. Swami said, are you trying to prove something to get approved? This is the question he asked. Don't look for approval. Whose approval are you looking for? I am the one asking you to do this. Just do it. Follow the master. Face the devil. Where is the devil for Arjuna?
Inside.
His own cowardness. And then Krishna said, you are a Kshatriya. Your duty is to fight the war. Follow the master. Face the devil. Dhrishtaveja. Pravrushayacha. Fight to the end. Finish the game. Now, in the context of that, when somebody says, do it, and you say, I don't want to do it, or I cannot do it, because I have grandfather, cousins, and all these people, what is that associated with?
Identity.
Identity. In God's work, there is no identity. When he's asking you to do something, there is no identity. I am a president of a center, therefore I should not do it. No identity. Of course, you have to resign as the president of the center and do it, or figure out some other way to do it. But you have to do it. Now, a lot of people will ask, how do you know it is called from Lord and you are not your own mind? Yeah, that is the other question. How do I know? Because it's very easy to give up attachment. You want to come up with all kinds of stories why not to do it. What if it is my own head? What if it is my own ego that is asking me to do Atirudra Parayanam? It has nothing to do with God. I also asked Swami that question. I said, what is it this to do with your call? Tell me, give me a signal that it is your call. On that night, I challenged him. The next day morning in Kulwant Hall, he announced public Rudram classes to 3,000 people. Everybody sitting in Kulwant Hall. September, I know the date also. September 8, 2008. On 8-8-2008, he told me, do Atirudra Parayanam in California. In person. And he said, I am coming. He sent that Shirdi Baba for the Atirudra Parayanam from Puttaparthi. That is sitting right here. That Baba came at that time. So when immediately God answers the question, because he's asking you to do Rudram for your own sake? No, for world sake, for world peace sake. What is that to do with you? Nothing. That's not your identity. Your identity is, oh, if I do this, some people will feel bad. So similarly in Krishna's situation, Arjuna and Krishna's situation, the identity of Arjuna to his own body and the identity of Arjuna and the attachment with his body is the one that stopped him taking up the bow and the arrow and fight in Kurukshetra. Are you following? So far so good. Dundubhyayacha Hananyayacha. Dundubhyayacha, follow the master. Hananyayacha,
face the devil.
Drushtavecha,
fight to the end.
Face the devil, fight to the end. Prabhushayacha, finish the game. Right? Are we stopping now? Okay, where is the...
Is he here?
Okay. So, we'll continue this beautiful anuvaka. Hopefully it will be done by the time before I leave for army. Sruta Senayacha is happening in 2 weeks. So this Anuvaka, Dundubhyayacha Hananyayacha, Drushtavecha Prabhushayacha, is about following the master and following his command and losing the identity. Now one more thing I will say. Think about the great personalities who did that only to follow the master. How many examples you can think of? Next class, come back to us. How many examples of people or great souls you can think of that just followed the master and did not care about working in his mission for the sake of their roles, positions, identities, all of that stuff? Thanks for those that turned in the homework. And those that intended to turn but did not turn in also, thank you. You get marks only when you turn in the homework. If it is in your head, you won't get it. Yeah? Can you go to the teacher in your class and say, actually I did the homework in my head, but I forgot to submit it. Will you get marks?
No, you just go to study.
Yeah. So, if you write something on a paper and bring it to the class 5 minutes before the class also, you won't get any marks. I'm looking at you, yeah. Did you submit homework?
No.
No.
I didn't.
Where? In your head?
Oh.
I got your homework. Thanks. Your mom sent it. Yeah. sbodupalli@gmail.com. Hey, you have to come 5 minutes before class, not 10 minutes after the chanting starts. Yes? Don't start from your home at 2 o'clock. Start from your home at 1:30. Everybody should be seated here 5 minutes before the class. Not when the class starts entering in. Right? Discipline. You can't be in front of Swami without discipline. He watches for that. Yesterday I was sharing beautiful, these devotees in Croatia, they built a home for Swami. All by themselves, for the yajna. Because Swami is coming from India. The little gold Swami that you saw in Tiruvannamalai and in Badrinath, he is coming all the way from Bangalore. And Sai Maheshwara is coming from Bangalore. They said Swami is coming to Europe for the first time, so they built a home for Swami, all by themselves. Can you imagine what dedication, devotion it is? Incredible. I'm so thrilled for this yajna, because when it is in Badrinath and Tiruvannamalai, everybody will come. Why? Because it is Tiruvannamalai. Oh my God, we have to go to Tiruvannamalai. Badrinath, oh my God, we have to go to Badrinath. But Kranyak, Europeans, what is there in Kranyak? But when you actually go to yajna, where you can actually bring your heart into Swami, that's a more powerful yajna. And yesterday I was telling them about the story of Gauri. Not your mom, but the actual Gauri. The Gauri, you know why she got the name Gauri? You know why Gauri got the name Gauri?
Because of Ganapati's mom?
No, no. Why did she get the name Gauri? What does your name mean, Gauri? Yeah. She was originally black in color. But she started doing penance on Shiva to attain him as his consort. When she was doing the penance, because of her penance, her color changed into combination of three colors, red, yellow and white. So Gauri means the one who has a complexion of three colors. Gauravarnam means three colors, yellow, red and white, three colors combined. And because she had such color called Gauravarnam, Champeya Gaurardha Sarirakai, we chant in Ardhanarishwar Stotram. Champeya Gauram means the Champaka Pushpam has a beautiful combination colors of red, yellow and white. Karpura Gaurardha Sarirakaya. Shiva, on the other hand, is complete pure white, crystal clear white. And she is the combination of these three colors. And because of her penance, she got this color. And what is this penance? Why the penance made her turn into that color? The first color, red color, is the creative mind. A mind that is creative is red in color. And the second color, yellow, is an auspicious mind. It is positive mind, not negative mind. And the third, white, is a pure mind. When you do work for Baba, for God, with your mind that is creative, creative mind means not a mind that is in slumber. You have to be active, you have to be agile, you have to be energized mind. When somebody looks at you, they should not sleep by just looking at you. They should also wake up and be energized. That kind of mind you should have. Like a mind of Swami Vivekananda. How beautiful that mind is. Incredible mind. A mind that motivates, that energizes, that enchants and enthralls other people. Such mind should not be a negative mind. Therefore, it is a positive mind. It's mind filled with positive energy, not negative energy. Some people are also very active, but in a negative sense. They do, what they do is they pull others down, along with them also. That's the destructive mind. The third mind is a pure mind. When you do work for Baba with these three characteristics of the mind, then you have truly done a penance and a yajna. To be prepared for a yajna, you have to have such kind of an attitude, an aptitude, and an awareness. Then only a true yajna happens before the yajna, not during the yajna. The true yajna is how many people have to sacrifice their time, their energy, their resources, and they're not like, you know, people that are, you know, people that give money for something, that's great. But they're actually not giving anything. They're only giving money. But the people that put the effort to come and do the work of Baba, those are the people that are truly doing the yajna. And why I'm telling all this is, this Friday I'm leaving to Europe, and after that, the 16th onwards, there will be a Parayanam that will be starting here. Every one of you who have been part of Rudram class, I expect you all to be present the entire 13 days and be part of the yajna here. Oh, Shekhar is not there, we can therefore take off. If you have that attitude, you are coming for Shekhar, you are coming for selfishness. You are not truly coming in penance for God. So do not let the opportunity to do a yajna go. Come, every one of you come. Sign up. Where is Satish? Satish had sent already a sign up sheet for the entire chanting. Sign up for the chanting. Sign up for backpack service. Sign up for the yajna that is happening here. And there will also be a conference dial-in number, so that other people who are not able to physically participate, I will also ask them to sign up and ask them to chant the, so that a yajna is happening with the mind present in Kranyak and the body present here, and offering our love to the entire Europe to be uplifted. Yesterday after that Ekadasi Rudrabhishekam that they did in Swami's residence, and that they built the home, they did Ekadasi Rudrabhishekam. And I told them during that time that you have done such a beautiful offering to Swami that Croatia is going to win the quarterfinals. And I said, each cycle of Rudram you did has energized how many players in soccer? 11. Each one, 11. Ekadasi Rudram. Each of them will play for Croatia like Ekadasi Rudras. Did they win? Yeah, man, it's a beautiful game. Life is a game, play it, Bhagavan says. So, we are not playing this for somebody else's sake. No player plays the game to win against the other. Every player has to play the game to win against themselves. That is the game that Bhagavan wants us to play. And that game that we have to play in our lives is everyone has to connect to yourself. What is the purpose for which I have been created by God? What is the purpose for which I have been created by God? And when you connect to that purpose, He will give.
he will give the call. Then once he gives the call, there are four things that happen. What are the four things? Once the master calls,
call the master.
Finish the game. Croatia all the way to World Cup. They will play against France and they will win against France. All the way you will go. But it doesn't matter how you play the game. When the master has truly called upon you, the master will create the game plan. The master will create the game plan. What you have to do is implicitly follow the game plan of the master. Don't get your head and try to figure it out. He has already a plan in place. He will arrange for everything. Everything will happen. And then when you are following the game, today is all about game, huh? Okay. So when you are playing a soccer game, who do you play for? The team, exactly. Do you play for yourself?
No.
No. Do you care who is getting the ball to you?
No.
No. Do you want to carry the... Do you care who do you need to pass the ball to?
Yes.
But it doesn't... Of course, not another team. Yeah. I am talking within your team. Yes? So that means when you are on the field and you are playing the game, right? Do you have an identity of yourself? Whose team are you on? Whatever team, what's your blue team, huh? What's your team? The baseball, okay. Baseball is a different game. Individuals, oh, soccer, yes. When you are playing for the team, you don't have an identity. You just have a number.
One.
You play for the game. You play for the coach. The coach is the one that is deciding who comes in, who comes out, who plays, who throws the ball, the game plan. Therefore, follow the master plan. And you have to put every effort to fight to the end. Then you have to face the devil. The devil is not the other team. What is the devil? Your own mind that is telling you, you cannot do this. You can't carry the ball. You are exhausted. You are tired. You are this. You are that. Your mind is telling you a story when you are playing the game. And you have to say, I'm not listening to that story. Who am I listening to?
The master.
The master, yes. Namo dundubhyaya cha, follow the master. Ahananyaya cha, face the devil. Next one.
Drishname
cha, fight to the end. Pravrishaya cha, finish the game. Then you truly become the messenger. You truly become the messenger of God. You become the messenger of the Master. Dutayacha. That means you are the messenger. Now I am talking about you as, when I say you, every one of us. Now who are the messengers that followed the Master and implicitly dedicated their lives for the sake of the Master? Who are they? You can start with the great ones. Who are they?
Jesus,
yes, very good job. Jesus, what did he do? Followed the master without any question. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. You want me to do something, Swami? Yes, I will do it. I will be a
servant.
I will be your
messenger.
Same thing with Moses. Moses went to the Mount Sinai and he saw the fire on the hill and God said, Moses. It was God's voice. And then rest of it he implicitly followed. Krishna is the messenger. He went to the Kauravas and they said, I am the messenger of peace. Listen to me. give them 5 villages and have peace. And the Kauravas did not listen. Therefore, he was sitting on the chariot and fought the war indirectly for the entire Pandavas. Who else can you think of a messenger?
Hanuman,
yes. When a messenger is going in front of other people, they don't say, my name is so and so, I am such a great guy, I am a PhD, I have so many experiences, I will now write a book with my name on it. No, nothing like that. Who am I? I am the servant of Rama. Dasoham Kausalendrasya. When Ravana asked him, who are you? He just said, my name is Hanuman. I am the big guy. I lifted the mountain. I swallowed the sun. I am such a great guy. Did he say all that?
Yes.
No. What did he say? Servant. I am servant of Rama. So therefore, when somebody asks, who are you? You should say,
I am servant of Rama.
Sai Rama. I am servant of Sai Rama. I am servant of Sai Baba. Oh, you are servant of Sai Baba. The moment they look at you, they should be able to see Sai Baba's message working through you. Then you are truly a servant of Sai Rama. When they saw Hanuman in the court, Hanuman was so humble. Hanuman said, he is simply a messenger of Rama. Who else is the messengers you can think of?
Ganesha.
Ganesha, yeah, okay. Yes.
Angada.
No, yeah, he was the ambassador. Not truly a messenger like, you have to look at the life of the person. Implicitly following the command. That's what I'm trying to highlight. Yes.
Vivekananda.
Yes, Swami Vivekananda. Yes. No, he is not the messenger. He is a good student. A disciple is different from? A student is different from a disciple. You're reading that in the Sacharitra Parayana, the Parayana that you're doing, Swami's story, right? He says, a disciple is the one who implicitly follows the command of the master. There is nothing else that is part of their mission. And in the context of doing that, people may say so many things. People may try to pull you down. People may try to stop you. They try to do so many things. You have to just follow the command of the master. Without any ego. Not trying to blame others. Because they don't matter. Who are you fighting against?
Yourself.
Yes, your own mind. Yes. Yeah, who are you? Then who are you is defined by two things. I already went through this last week. When somebody asks you who are you, what do you say first? Your name. Then how do you identify yourself? By your form. Identity card has that. When you go through the security, what do they? First they look at your?
Identity card.
Name. Name on the boarding pass, name here. They check like that. And then what they do? They look at your picture on the passport or your, and then look at your face. So there are only two things that define your identity. What is it?
Name and form.
Exactly. Name and form. Dhutayacha prahitayacha means your identity of name is not there. You are not identifying yourself by your name. You are identifying yourself by the master. When Annamaya wrote so many beautiful compositions on Sri Venkateshwara, he did not put his name as Annamaya Virachita. He said, always used Venkatesha, Venkatesha, Venkatesha. Tyagaraja wrote all those Krutis. His name is not actually Tyagaraja. Tyagaraja was the title of Brihadishwara, the name of the god in his village. Therefore, he put Tyagaraja. His name is not Tyagaraja. Dikshitar, Muthuswami Dikshitar. What did he write all his Krutis? With what mapitam? Guru Guha. Guru Guha means Subramanya. He has no identity of himself. You see what I am saying? When you are truly, you go in such a Rudram classes, Shekhar Bhattupalli, you will not get a single A. because my name is not associated with any of these classes. And that is the truth. Because people ask me, how can we find? I said, Sai Atirudram. That's it. That's the website. There is no name associated. You should not. Because if you put your name, then you have to carry all the burden associated. In fact, he is the one that is responsible for all of this, that is accountable for all of this. He is the one that is the doing the whole work. You are, what are we doing? Simply following the master plan. When you follow the master plan, you don't have any authority over the plan. The master is the one that created the plan. Dundubhyayacha, Hananyayacha, Drushtavayacha, Pramurushayacha, Dutayacha, Prahitayacha. Now you see, in the context of the ambassador work that we are doing, or the messenger work that we are doing, Prahitayacha means the one who works only for the benefit of the entire world. Prahitayacha. Not for the sake of individual upliftment, but for collective upliftment and for collective awareness to be raised without anticipation of anything in reciprocation. Without anticipation of anything in reciprocation. That is Prahitayacha. Let's chant from there.
Namo Dundubhyaya cha Hananyaya cha Namo Drushtave cha Pramurushaya cha Namo Dutaya cha Prahitaya cha Namo Nishangine che Shudhimate cha Namah Sikshesave cha Yudhine cha Namah Swayudhaya cha Sudhan.
So, no, not come there yet. We have not come there yet. We are talking about now Prahita Dutayacha, Prahitayacha. Now Nishanginecha, Ishudhimatecha. Nishangina, we went through that word before, right? How many times we have Nishangine? It came before, yes? I won't ask you how many mantras it came, but did we use the word Nishangina before?
Yes.
Yes. And what was the meaning of it?
Quiver.
Huh? No, quiver is Ishudhimate. Nishangina is the sheath in which you put the sword. So the one who is carrying the sheath in which the sword is there. Ishudhimatecha means the one who is also carrying the quivers. Ishudhimatecha. Ishu means arrow. Ishudhimati means the place in which you put the arrow. Where do you put the arrows? In the quiver. Now, what is that to do with Prahitayacha? Okay, now that is the question you have to ask. Now suddenly, what is that to do with carrying the sword? Nishangi also means the one who is always carrying the truth with them. Nishangineja. Ishudhimatecha means the one who is always carrying positive thoughts. Where do you carry the arrows? In a quiver. And therefore, your quiver is full of arrows that are positive thoughts. Dutayacha Prahitayacha. Now what are you carrying as Prahita, as the message of God? You are carrying the truth of God to the people that you meet with. If you are constantly focused on the truth of the self, you are constantly pointing out to the truth, which is the master. And therefore, Shirdi Sai always said, Allah Malik. Allah Malik. What when Shirdi Sai said Allah Malik, what he is showing is that the master is Allah. The master is the great one. Remember the master. In carrying the message of God all with you all the time, remember the truth is he is the master. Carry the truth with him. Nishanginecha. Ishudhimatecha. Now, there is also in doing work of God, you cannot be like a dull mind. You cannot be castroil face, Swami says. When students are sitting like this, Swami says, hey, why you are all sitting like castroil faces? You should be beaming with joy and happiness. You understand? With lot of intensity and focus, tikshnesha vecha. Tikshna. Tikshna means intense. You have to have the intensity in doing the single pointed focus is tikshna. Tikshna. Tikshnecha, tikshnesha vecha. Dhamina. Tikshna means focus, laser focus, single pointed focus. So in carrying the message of God, in being in the truth with Him, you have to be so focused on it. You have to be so focused, single pointed focus. Tikshnesha vecha. Where are, what are you pointing, single pointed? Ayudhinecha. Ayudha means weapons. Ayudha means weapons. What are your weapons? Hello, what weapons do you carry?
Arrows.
Arrows? No, what weapons? Are you carrying arrows? No? Okay. But you are carrying some weapons with you.
Mind, intellect.
Your conscience. Your ability to see. All these are tools. Yes? Your tools, your weapons of perception, your weapons of awareness, your weapons of analysis, your weapons of thought. All of them have to be in doing the work of God. Single pointed focus towards the work of God. Tikshnesha vecha, ayudhinecha. The next one is swayudhayacha, sudhanvanecha. Swayudha. Su plus ayudha becomes swayudha. Sudhanvanecha. Su plus dhanvinecha, sudhanvinecha. Now, what is the beautiful weapon that Shiva carries with him? Trishulam. Swayudha. Trishulam. It's a great weapon. Have you seen Devon ke Dev Mahadev? Yes. He just puts his Trishul right in front. All these demons will be throwing all this. He just puts his Trishul right. And everything gets shattered. Great. He'll just throw the Trishul. Swayudhayacha. Sudhanvinecha. What is the bow of Shiva? Now adults, what is the name of the bow of Shiva? Pinakam. Yes. Pinakam. What else is the bow of Shiva? No, that is Sivadhanusu, but what did he do when he did Triparasura Samharam? What did he use as his bow?